Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, I have the guest of Terrence Alexander, and he's an author. He has written the book, The Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse, Powers and Faith. And I absolutely am intrigued by such a title. So I cannot wait to talk to this author today. Now, you guys know that I absolutely love having authors on the show, even though we also talk about mental health on the show as well. I love to be able to really sit down and chew on a good book over the weekend. And I hope that this will be something that you will enjoy as well. This is a little bit different because this is a fantasy themed book. So for those of you who have asked for something different, enjoy. Good morning, Terrence. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Emma. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking. Now, I am excited because you have written a fantasy-themed book, and I don't have a lot of authors on that write from that genre, so I know that your show is definitely going to be a hit. What inspired you to write fantasy as opposed to in any other genre?
Well, I have been in love with fantasy since I was such a very little boy. That love was instilled in me by members of my family, particularly my dad and my grandmother. They are fans of that type of storytelling, and they imparted that love on myself. And so I've had that love for, like I said, my entire life. I just think it's a great storytelling genre and mechanic to tell very human stories in a fantastical way. Makes it very much more interesting.
I love that, you know, and it's so funny because I think when we look back at it, sometimes people go, really? I can't imagine. But then when you start throwing out names and you say, well, look at how much of a hit like the X-Men movies are, people love that stuff. They eat it up. So, of course, people want to read a good book about it because most of the time, you know, it's well written before it becomes something that we see up on the screen.
Right. I actually think that books are maybe the best medium to telling fantasy stories because with books, it really engages the imagination because you don't have a visual from someone else telling you what something looks like. When you read something in a book, it really makes the reader imagine something, what the words, the fantastical words that the book has on the page. And I just think it allows you to be more of an active kind of creator of the work that's on the page. It's actually books are very good for telling fantasy life stories.
Yeah, if you have a vivid imagination, boy, can you create a wonderful, wonderful scene. I have to agree with you on that. Now, what is one of the hardest things in doing when you are writing, and this is you personally, when you're writing, what is one of the hardest things for you to do, and what is one of the easiest things for you to do when it comes specifically to getting it out of your head and onto paper?
Well, I'll start with the easy thing. For me, the easy thing is to actually type up the words. I like to think that I'm a very good, in terms of writing, I'm a very good writer. So the mechanics of actually structuring sentences and structuring paragraphs and chapters and that type of thing that comes easily to me. I would say that the most difficult thing is, I would say, fleshing out certain details of a story. That can be kind of difficult, especially if it's something that I hadn't planned on beforehand. I normally pre-plan all of my books, but of course, as I'm writing, new ideas come to the fore as I'm writing. I mean, incorporate those, But those new ideas, it's difficult sometimes to flesh them all the way out because I haven't planned it beforehand. So that can be kind of difficult at times.
Right. And I think that most people can understand that as well. When we're planning and we are doing something, be it in our personal lives or in our work-related lives, you know, sometimes something does pop up and it's like, oh, yeah, and then you have to address that. I can understand that. Now, before we go to break, though, I want to make sure that everyone knows, most importantly, what is your book about? And, of course, where can they pick up a copy of your book?
Of course, sure. Well, the book, the plot of the book is about these four warlocks who are in college. They're freshmen in college. And when they meet up, they discover that each of them are warlocks and they have these special powers. So they have to come together to protect one of the members from a future threat. And the book just chronicles different challenges, different attacks that they have along the way of the school year. They have to come together, work together to solve where, you know, the attacks are coming from and to stop them. It's really a story about friendship and trust and perseverance and staying in the moment. Those are the themes of the book, really. And this book can be found on really on any major online retailer. So anything like Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, websites like that.
Right, gotcha. Of course, listeners, if you are online and you are savvy, you already know how to do that. And, of course, the title of the show is the title of the book, The Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse. Well, we need to go to break, but don't worry. When we get back, we will continue this conversation with Terrence Alexander. We'll be back right after this. That song is entitled The Church Anthem by Sonia Denise De La Torre. That is The Church Anthem by Sonia Denise De La Torre. And you can find her song on Apple Music and where most online downloads are available. So, Terrence, thank you so much for coming on the show again and talking to us about your one of the things that living in downtown Long Beach, Comic-Con comes every year or every, I think, maybe 2 years to our location. And it is wonderful to see everyone, in the cosplay costumes and all of that. And it just kind of brings all of these beautiful comic books and the whole kind of fantasy thing, sci-fi thing to life for the city. And it's so interesting. Now, with your book, if it were to become a movie, who do you think people would kind of want to bring out? What would be the main character, do you think, in the book that people would say, this is who I relate most to, or this is the person that I think is just the fiercest person in the book?
That's actually a very interesting question. I've actually pondered that question myself. I would say that the book is written to kind of follow the story arc of Derek. He's kind of like the main character of this first book. And so I think a lot of people would be able to relate to him. I think he's very kind of savvy, you know, very youthful. He's also very opinionated and very strong. I think they were really, most people would kind of really gravitate towards Derek. But I also think a lot of people would also kind of gravitate towards Matthias, because he's kind of in some ways the polar opposite, you know, of Derek, right? He's more methodical. He's more, you know, thoughtful, intelligent, not too out there crazy. He's very morally straight, trying to do the right thing type of character. So they're kind of two opposites. I think that's why they each would kind of have almost dueling fan bases almost, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think those two characters probably are two of the more compelling ones that I think people will really gravitate towards.
I like that. Now, I have to ask, and hopefully not putting you on the spot or anything, and that question is, are we going to get more from you in this genre? Like, is there a sequel, or perhaps you want to write like a prequel? Is there anything else coming out like this?
Point in the near future. I'm okay. Actually currently finishing touches on the sequel to the book. And it will be coming out soon. So, you know, I want everyone just to kind of look out for that. I will be making announcements on the book's Facebook page. It's on Facebook, The Warlock Chronicles. That's the Facebook page. I'll be making announcements in terms of the sequel for the book, the release of it, soon. So just look out for that. But, yes, that is the plan. I plan on actually turning this into a series of books.
Okay.
But right now I'm kind of finishing up touches on the sequel right now.
Gotcha. I love it. Well, Terrence Alexander, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. And, of course, continued success in all of your writings.
Thank you, Dr. Angela. Thank you very much for having me.
And listeners, you know what I like to do in the last few minutes of the show, and that is give my shout outs to my awesome, awesome audience. You guys continue to support all of the episodes and you make me a hit. So thank you. I know that I would not be able to do it without you. Now, every week we look at our top five countries. That's right, everyone. Our show is international and we have the numbers to prove it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Number one, of course, is the great country of the United States of America. Thank you for coming in as number one. Number two is Hong Kong. Hello, Hong Kong, and thank you so much for tuning in. Number three is Australia. Thank you, Australia, for coming in as number three. Number four is the Philippines. Thank you to our friends in the Philippines. And number five, last but certainly not least, is India. Thank you, India, for making it back on the board again. Now, that does not mean that we are not appreciating the countries and the places that did not come in the top five. And just quickly to kind of throw a few of you guys out there, Iceland, we see you. You are tuning in. South Africa, Namibia, Ghana, who else is coming in? Pakistan, Brazil, Chile. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. We appreciate your doing so. And you can, of course, find us on Facebook.com/Modern Living Online. That's Facebook.com/Modern Living Online. I want to know, what did you enjoy about this show? What do you want more of? I want to hear from you. Well, as always, I hope that you will have a week that is filled with God's love, God's compassion, and mercy. And may you stay awesome and have great mental health. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.